them, the age of Aquarius, the beginning of the fifth sun, or the end of the old calendars and the commencement of new ones. Despite the varying terminologies, however, they have a great deal in common, and the prophecy of the condor and eagle is typical. It states that back in the mists of history, human societies divided and took two different paths, that of the condor, representing the heart, intuitive and mystical, and that of the eagle, representing the brain, rational and material. In the 1490s, the prophecy said, the two paths would converge, and the eagle would drive the condor to the verge of extinction. Then, 500 years later, in the 1990s, a new epoch would begin, one in which the condor and eagle will have the opportunity to reunite and fly together in the same sky, along the same path. If the condor and eagle accept this opportunity, they will create a most remarkable offspring, unlike any ever seen before. The prophecy of the condor and eagle can be taken at many levels. The standard interpretation is that it foretells the sharing of indigenous knowledge with the technologies of science, the balancing of yin and yang, and the bridging of northern and southern cultures. However, most powerful is the message it offers about consciousness. It says that we have entered a time when we can benefit from the many diverse ways of seeing ourselves and the world, and that we can use these as a springboard to higher levels of awareness. As human beings, we can truly wake up and evolve into a more conscious species. The condor people of the Amazon make it seem so obvious that if we are to address questions about the nature of what it is to be human in this new millennium, and about our commitment to evaluating our intentions for the next several decades, then we need to open our eyes and see the consequences of our actions, the actions of the eagle, in places like Iraq and Ecuador. We must shake ourselves awake. We who live in the most powerful nation history has ever known must stop worrying so much about the outcome of soap operas, football games, quarterly balance sheets, and the daily Dow Jones averages, and must instead reevaluate who we are and where we want our children to end up. The alternative to stopping to ask ourselves the important questions is simply too dangerous. This book is continued on Disc 8.